Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program that highlights positive developments at the secondary level. On today's program, we spend some time at the soon-to-be-renamed Balaclava High School in St. Elizabeth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. In a few months, the people of St. Elizabeth will experience two major changes at the Balaclava High School. Come September, the school will have a new name and will be off the shift system. The transformation started in May, when ground was broken for the construction of 8 new classrooms at the school, which will add an estimated 200 new classroom spaces. Upon completion of the new classrooms, the school will be renamed in honor of former Minister of Agriculture Roger Clark, becoming the Roger Clark High School. The removal of the shift system is something that Principal Paula Miller-Foster and her staff have been looking forward to for quite some time.
In terms of the curriculum, the teaching learning time, you know that we were deprived of at least an hour and a half. And so we would also benefit from the extension of the time to deliver the curriculum and have more of the curriculum completed within the given time frame, other than having students coming in at different hours to try to complete the curriculum.
The safety of the students will also be greatly enhanced with the addition of the new classrooms.
We are aware that during the Christmas term, you have where there's a darkness early in the morning and it comes earlier in the evening as well. And so the students would now be released earlier from school so they could get home before it's dark.
Mrs. Foster is hopeful that the change in status will foster increased student socialization and development.
Because of the shift, you had the grade 7 to 9 would come in and grades 10 and 11 would come in at a different time. So there wasn't much interaction between upper school and lower school and vice versa. So removing ourselves from the shift system would facilitate better interaction and hopefully better interpersonal relationship.
Principal of Balaclava High School, Paula Miller-Foster. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, who was at the groundbreaking ceremony for the new classroom blocks, encouraged the students to make full use of the new facilities to gain an education and contribute to national development.
My government is committed to giving Balaclava High the necessary tools for you to do well. Numerous studies have shown that smaller class sizes allow for a better quality of education, and hope that those who enter through the gates of what will be known as the Roger Clark High School will be inspired to serve and to give up their best.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller noted that the construction of the classrooms is part of a $700 million program to expand classroom spaces across the country. Other schools set to benefit are Magoty, Alberttown, Porus, and Old Harbor High, as well as Papine, Vauxhall, and Cedric Titus High Schools. Noting that Balaclava High School was labeled as a failing school several years ago, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the addition of the new classrooms is indicative of the transformation taking place at the school. He urged the students to keep the positive momentum going.
So students, no more red eye about the school that you didn't go to. Be proud of your school. This school is significant for a number of reasons. Some years ago, it was declared as a failing school. Failing no more. Balaclava is on the rise. Balaclava up, up.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise High School Edition.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.